It's time for Talking Animals. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'm really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals, in which we'll be speaking with Sue Martino, the executive director of this amazing organization called The Pet Project. First, though, as always, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune. This is Friends of Dean Martinez with All the Pretty Horses here on Talking Animals. This is Friends of Dean Martinez with All the Pretty Horses, an animal tune of sorts, as we ease into today's edition of Talking Animals. My name's Duncan Strauss, here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from today's guest, Sue Martino, the executive director of the Pet Project, an Oakland Park-based organization that helps serve the needs of pet owners who are living with HIV/AIDS, have a terminal illness, are disabled, or seniors on a low fixed income. We'll find out more about the Pet Project when we speak with Sue Martino in a few moments here on Talking Animals. And as usual, we'll also welcome your questions and comments at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@wmnf.org. Right now, it's time, as always, for animal news items and or announcements. In this case, I'd like to first call your attention to a facility that has the nerve to use sanctuary in its name. It's called 10th Life Sanctuary. It's in Clewiston. And I'd like you I'll direct you to a video you can see and some things you can do to help out. Because beyond the video that I'll, YouTube video I'll steer you to, I've seen photographs of animals and the conditions there that just shook me deeply. I mean, neglect, filth, death. So I know people have been trying to take action to get this place to square up or get closed down, as case may be. But obviously, I think we need a bigger, louder chorus. So what I'd like you to do is go to talkinganimals.net. Just click on the blog that's on the menu. Just click on the blog. The first post there will be about this that I'm talking to you about. And there's a link to a video that shows what's going on there. Some of the stuff is as recent as 2-3 weeks ago. And then who to contact, and Henry County Board of County Supervisors, and how. So really, really important to see if we can just get more folks to put pressure on and take action here. This is just atrocious what's going on there. So again, go to talkinganimals.net, click on the blog, just look at the first post that you'll be directed to, and click on the link to the YouTube video, and then if you're disturbed by that, then hopefully take some of the action that I've just suggested here and that's suggested in that blog post. Thank you. On a far lighter note, coming up, there's Yappy Hour with the Chihuahua Rescue and Transport. That's next Thursday, November 12th. Chihuahua Rescue and Transport is a dog rescue organization that works to promote adoption, rescue, education, spay and neutering of all Chihuahuas and Chihuahua mixes. And this event benefits that organization. It's going to be held at the Art of Nature Gallery in St. Petersburg, and you can find out more by calling 727-423-0226. Of course, all well-behaved pets are invited to attend. So, all right, let's step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Brian Regan with a piece selected mostly by chewing, by our puppy Daisy. She had this in her CD in her mouth the other day, so it seemed like it was her way of saying, why don't you play this next on Talking Animals? It's a piece called Dog Barking on today's Comedy Corner here on Talking Animals.
Why would a dog bark at 3 o'clock in the morning in your neighborhood? What is that all about? I'm not talking about when there's two dogs doing, you know, whatever they do. Sometimes you got two going at it, you know. Hey! Do you remember when we were chasing that cat? Yeah. You got him mixed up with a stick. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That was fun. Yeah. I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about when there's one dog, you know, doing a monologue like at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are they doing? I think they just go out on the porch at that hour and just go, hey, it's nice and quiet. Why don't I bark it up for no reason whatsoever? Home, 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 home. And then right when you think they're done, hum, 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 the hell's the matter with you? I'm a dog. I'm barking. How do you argue with them? Wouldn't it be weird if people were like that for no reason? Like if some guy went out on his porch at 3 in the morning, nobody knows him. He's like new to the neighborhood, just goes out there, you know, hey! 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 Hey, you all right, man? Hey, hey, hey! Well, hey, that's it for me. Thank you all very much, folks.
All right. That was Brian Regan with a piece called Dog Barkin', taken from his album simply entitled Live. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net, where we make available all sorts of information, as well as archives and podcasts and past Talking Animals programs, including our last show with singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay. We also have a link to the Talking Animals Facebook page. Maybe we invite you to become our fan. And our Twitter account. Maybe we invite you to follow us. Plus, there's our blog that we mentioned a moment ago. And there's also a place to subscribe to our email newsletter so we can keep you posted on forthcoming guests, program news, and more. That's all at talkinganimals.net. It's time now to speak with today's guest, Sue Martino. So let me outline a few things about her. As I noted earlier in the show, she's the executive director of The Pet Project, an Oakland Park-based organization that helps serve the needs of pet owners who are living with HIV/AIDS, have a terminal illness, are disabled, or seniors on a low fixed income. Moreover, some of their written information states, assisting with pet care and maintenance, the Pet Project empowers people living with terminal disease to care for and keep their companion animals. So with a reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@WMNF.org. Let's welcome Sue Martino to Talking Animals. Sue?
Hi.
Welcome to Talking Animals.
Thank you. Hi.
So, you know, the logo for the Pet Project is a paw, but, you know, given what the organization does and its spirit and sensibility, I was thinking the logo could be sort of a giant heart on four legs. I mean, really, it's just amazing. So let's find out. How did the Pet Project begin? Who created it and when?
Okay, it began in 2002. It was created by Robert De Benedictis, based on his love for animals, and it started out small as a service to those with HIV/AIDS. And it has grown tremendously since.
And if I could, Sue, let me just ask what prompted Robert? I mean, was there a given catalyst that... It sounds like in these situations, probably, you know, almost always there is something specific or maybe a couple of specific things that really moved him to say, hey, you know what, we've got to create an organization here.
Well, basically, I think it starts with his love for animals.
Mm-hmm.
He's always had animals, and he does love animals, and he knows that there's, you know, they need a voice.
Sure.
And basically, you know, he's a philanthropist. He actually is the person or the foundation that funds all of our administrative costs at the Pet Project.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's great. So all donations and everything go directly to client services, thanks to him.
Well, there's your guardian angel and then some.
Yeah.
So it started off kind of catering to that specific community. Mm-hmm. And then under what circumstances sort of led to widening out those who were helped and served by the Pet Project?
Okay, well, basically, we started getting, you know, when the Pet Project started to be known a little bit, people started calling and asking, you know, would you help us? I have a terminal illness, or I'm handicapped or disabled. I want to keep my pets, but I can't afford them. You know, like different organizations like Meals on Wheels, people, you know, volunteers, people that we've known over the years have told us people are feeding their own food to their animals just to keep them. So in the mission statement, it always said people with terminal illness, you know, are handicapped and disabled. Mm-hmm. So we just broadened our outreach, basically.
Sure. And I guess this probably represents something of the $64,000 rhetorical question, but why is it important for your clients to continue living with their animals in the face of serious illness and sort of profound adversity?
Okay, well, one of the reasons is there's scientific benefits to the medical condition of people who have pets. I mean, in some cases, their pets are the only friend they have. You know, think of the senior citizens on low fixed incomes.
Sure.
In some cases, that's all they wake up and they have a dog or a cat. You know, this is their companion. This is, you know, something they love. And think of a terminally ill person or a person that, gets diagnosed with some very serious disease. Imagine if they had to give up their animal as well.
Sure. So anecdotally, Sue, what sorts of kind of observable differences, you know, are there in their sort of behavior and their attitude, even though, again, as you kind of allude to, their medical condition, by virtue of being able to maintain their animals and their relationships with those animals, even as they're sort of battling these illnesses?
Oh, well, I mean, definitely happiness, definitely a reason to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It's scientifically proven that people live longer, you know, when they have a pet or a companion, you know, that they share their life with. It's love, right?
Sure, sure.
It does remarkable things.
Yeah. Well, let me let our listener know. This is Talking Animals. If you just tuned in, we're speaking with Sue Martino, the executive director of the Pet Project. We invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Well, with that in mind, Sue, I mean, I sort of want to invite you to kind of tell us a story. Of course, I would never ask you, and nor would you be able to reveal any private details or compromise a relationship with a client. But I'm wondering if you could just sort of walk us through a current case that strikes you as sort of a quintessential client of the Pet Project, both in terms of that client's needs and what you are able to do for him or her.
Okay. A perfect example comes to mind. As the executive director, I like to do everything, you know, not everything by myself, but I mean, I like to sometimes do home deliveries. I want to experience everything.
Mm-hmm.
So last month I did some home deliveries, and this one particular person and household comes to mind. I pull up in the driveway, I knock on the door, and a woman comes to the door. It takes her about 5 minutes to open the door. She's in a wheelchair, but she can, you know, stand to unlock her door, you know, after, like I said, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She opens the door when, you know, obviously I said, I'm Pet Project delivering your food. And she opens the door. And, I mean, you look in the eyes of this person. I mean, her eyes were shining. This big dog comes running up to me, wagging its tail, jumping all over me. I carry the food in. I open it up. I put it in the bins for her. She's got two cats. Everybody comes in circles around me. And it's touching.
Mm-hmm.
It's this woman, she wouldn't be able to have these pets. And as I was putting the food in the bins for her, she was telling me that the other night an alarm went off in her house. And it turned out to be nothing, but the dog woke her up. There she is. You know, the dog made her get out of the bed. It woke her up and everything because of the alarm. And she was nervous, and all she had was the dog. And it turned out it was like one of the ADT alarm systems that she doesn't even have functioning because she can't afford it.
Sure.
But, you know, I guess it was doing a phone check or something.
I see.
But, you know, these are the things. The other day, somebody called our office. The woman is blind. She couldn't even fill out our application, you know, because she's blind. And,
sure.
You know, we had to help her through and deliver some food to her immediately for her pets.
Right. All right, well, I want to find out some more of the things that the Pet Project does, but I want to put at least, we have one caller here. Hi, you're on WMNF with Sue Martino from the Pet Project on Talking Animals.
Hi.
Hi, did you have a question for Sue?
I do. I live out in Dade City, And I was wondering if you have a need for volunteers in that particular area. And then I'll get off the phone and let you talk.
Okay, thanks.
And okay. I'd like some information as far as how to access the website.
Okay. Well, Sue, I'll just quickly say the website is petprojectforpets.org. And all kinds of great information, but maybe just more generally, so you could sort of outline how folks could get involved with volunteering there, because that was actually a question I was going to ask a bit later anyway.
Okay. We do have an application, a volunteer application on our website, and also our office phone number. If you want me to give that now, I will.
Sure, by all means.
954-568-5678. Just give a call to our office. We have a little orientation program that we go through with volunteers, but volunteers are always welcome. We could use all the help we can get.
And how many volunteers do you currently have helping out with the Pet Project, Sue?
Right now, we probably have about 50.
Okay.
In and out, you know, like volunteer here and there. Some people do food banks, some people do deliveries, you know.
Yeah. And for people who are volunteering there, are there any sort of qualifications or particular training, than the orientation you talked about, or just sort of, hey, that's great. We need all kinds of help in all kinds of ways. Come on down.
Yeah, we pretty much let people tell us what they would like to do in terms of category. And, we just have the orientation process and explain to them what the Pet Project does so that they can answer questions.
Sure. Well, again, this is Sue Martino of the Pet Project, and the website one more time quickly. Now we'll get into it at least once or twice more before we're done here is petprojectforpets.org. And this might be as good a time as any, Sue, to maybe see, I mean, you've made a couple references to home delivery of food and things like that, but maybe you could just sort of outline what sort of services and resources the Pet Project does provide and those that, for one reason or other, that you're not able to provide.
Okay, certainly. Okay, I will say, we provide pet food, pet supplies, and pet meds for those people who are terminally ill, handicapped, or disabled, senior citizens on a low fixed income, and victims of violent crime so that they can keep their pets. That's basically our statement.
Sure.
We're a step before a shelter for many animals while we preserve the human-animal bond. How do we do this? We have a monthly food bank in Broward County, and we also have a monthly food bank in Dade County. We provide the pet food to the clients. We do home deliveries to those who cannot come to the food bank. We do vaccinations, yearly vaccinations for pets. We do dog walking, pet sitting. We do foster care when any of our clients are hospitalized. And if anybody ever had to give up an animal due to, the fact that they couldn't keep it or, God forbid, they pass, we do adoption services.
Wow. Well, that's pretty sprawling. Let's have some other questions for you, but it looks like we have at least one more caller here who would like to ask you something. Hi, you're on Talking Animals with Sue Martino from the Pet Project.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have a question for Sue?
Yes, most definitely. My daughter actually attends an IB school in Lakeland, and she's very interested in pets and things of that nature. And I was wondering, she's 11, is there any kind of project where she could go and volunteer? She's always been interested in veterinary medicine and sciences and marine biology and things like that. Is there any organization or does your organization encourage kids of her age to volunteer?
What is her age?
11.
Oh, she's 11.
Yes.
Okay. Well, actually, we do have different outreach and we do different events that we certainly would have somebody 11 years old participate. I have a daughter that's 12.
Oh, really?
So, yes. Although we don't house animals, and have an actual rescue or anything like that where we have animals, we do have dog washes, we do have outreach events. We're at Petco in our local area every Saturday. Mm-hmm. We do different things like that we could have somebody at a young age be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, I just really want to encourage her love of animals and respect for the planet and things like that. When they're young like that, I feel like it's time
very
to make
important.
A difference then. Yeah.
So Sue, should she just contact either through the phone number or the website?
Yes.
And okay, so again, ma'am, it's petprojectforpets.org or the phone number directly to the office there is area code 954-568-5678. Thank you so much for your call. So, Sue, this sort of raises, I think, in some way, at least peripherally, some other questions that I thought were important to address. How has the coverage area of the PET project expanded over the years? I mean, where all do you now serve clients as compared with the initial years, and do you anticipate kind of further expansion?
Okay. Yes. We started out pretty much, as I said, dealing with the HIV/AIDS community, which is in Wilton Manors.
Okay.
Pretty much here in Broward County.
Right.
We've expanded now to all of Broward County.
Okay.
And we also have expanded into Miami-Dade.
Okay.
We have not fully expanded in Miami-Dade. We have about 100 pets at this moment that we're caring for in Miami, but we're prime in 2010 to expand in Miami, which is Dade County, and then we're going to move on to West Palm and expand, and open over there.
That's great. So you really are sort of slowly widening out. I mean, do you see, maybe a little bit down the road, this be becoming sort of a statewide operation, or are there just sort of certain inherent boundaries that you feel like you might need to maintain to still provide the services and the quality of care that you are doing?
No, we definitely have plans for growth. We want to go national,
mm-hmm.
but we just have to do it when the time is right, where we have to get our complete prototype and manual put together and every single thing that works here in Broward, and then we're going to ultimately expand, but I don't see that happening until maybe 2012 or after.
I see, yeah, because I wondered if there were some other organizations that you're aware of already that exist elsewhere that are providing comparable service, and if there might be a way to sort of band together into some sort of like-minded national network. Sounds like one way or another, that's definitely in the game plan.
Yep, it is.
Great. Let me again remind folks, this is Talking Animals. We're speaking with Sue Martino, the executive director of the PET Project. We invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. So, Sue, you mentioned sort of when we first began chatting that your kind of founder there, Robert, has been kind enough to sort of foot the bill for a lot of the operating expenses. But if I'm not mistaken, the PET Project for Pets is a nonprofit organization, and so I would guess that beyond what he's been kind enough to absorb in terms of the cost, that you still are open to and seeking donations, or are you others funded by other means like grants, or how do you otherwise kind of keep the bills paid and help all these folks and buy all this food and the meds, et cetera?
Okay. The R&D Foundation, the Robert the Benedictus Foundation, is kind enough to give us a grant yearly for our administrative costs. Mm-hmm. All client services, outreach, food, we have to do on our own. We do that through donations. We do fundraising. We get a couple of grants. We get nothing statewide or federal-wide or anything like that. We get a couple of grants per year. We do fundraising, and we don't get – I'll tell you what we don't get. Because we're not a shelter and actually house animals,
mm-hmm.
we haven't been lucky enough yet to find a pet food company that will help us.
Really?
Although I'm trying, yep. I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I think once I can get to speak to maybe the right person,
sure.
and they'll understand exactly who we are and what we do, that would change.
Boy, I would think so. Yeah, with what you're doing and who you're helping and how, I would guess there would be some folks that would be, once they became aware, would be happy to step up in that way.
Yeah, I would think so, too, because, a lot of the big pet food companies do provide food to shelters.
Sure.
They, and we're the step before the shelter. We prevent animals from ever having to go to a shelter.
Right. And again, keeping those people with their animals or vice mm-hmm. versa. So let me take another call here. Hi, you're on Talking Animals with Sue Martino from the PET Project.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Did you have a question for Sue?
I certainly do.
Great.
Actually, I have a question and also a statement.
Okay.
Question is, well, you've already answered, haven't you? You're willing to take volunteers, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Well, I'm a service dog user.
A what? I'm sorry?
Service dog.
Okay.
I'm a working dog.
Okay.
And my working dog is a dual purpose, blind and have seizures. I have a seizure dog. You all know what that is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, so I've been doing this since 1974.
Wow.
And if you all need help with training dogs for basic obedience, do you do that?
Are you asking me that question?
Yes, that's the question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it seems like he's sort of offering his help and services.
I'm offering to help you with
that's
basic
wonderful.
Obedience with dogs.
That's wonderful. I would love to put you on our website then and make that service available to our clients and then some. Like I said, we don't actually house animals ourselves, but this would be a great service for our clients, absolutely.
That's what I'm offering. I'm offering to give your clients just basic, you know, obedience, down, sit, stay, and how to maintain.
Great.
Well, that's great. So, again, if you wouldn't mind, either through the website petprojectforpets.org or, again, the phone number there is 954-568-5678. Sounds like Sue would be thrilled to have your help. Thanks for your call. Hi, you're on Talking Animals with Sue Martina from the Pet Project.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I was just listening to the radio, and I heard y'all talking about looking for a manufacturer that would donate dog food. Had a conversation with a friend of mine that works at Sam's Club, I guess maybe half a year ago, and they mentioned they throw a lot of stuff away, including broken bags of dog food. And I asked her if she, you know, had anybody that they were giving them, you know, agency that they were donating them to. And she said no, but they were in the process of looking. And I was just going to say you might want to check with, say, Costco's or Sam's Club or large retailers like that, because they throw a lot of stuff away, damaged boxes that they can't sell.
Okay.
That sounds like a very good idea, and thanks.
Bags and, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. Thanks so much for your call and that great suggestion.
Sure, bye.
Okay, we're just sort of nearing at the end of our time, Sue, but sort of on a related note, one of our emailers has said she should contact Rachel Ray's Dog Food Company or Ellen DeGeneres' Halo Foods. So I don't know if you've done both those already, but otherwise those might be good leads as well. So.
Yep.
So we're all about trying to help you and help others, Sue. So I'm afraid we are sort of at the end of our time here for today on Talking Animals. But thank you very, very much for joining us and making the time to fill us in on the Pet Project. One more time, say it's the Pet Project. It's petprojectforpets.org. Petprojectforpets.org. 954-568-5678. This has been Sue Martino. Thanks so much for everything you're doing for so many people, Sue.
Thank you, Duncan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I'm Duncan Strauss. You are listening to Talking Animals, where the show website is talkinganimals.net. It's time to proceed to name that animal tune. There'll be a prize, a Talking Animals coffee mug. Makes everything a little more delicious, they tell me. To the first person who calls in at 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies this animal tune. It's Name That Animal Tune. I'm Talking Animals. All right, we have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals. The program airs twice a month, specifically the first and second Wednesday of each month. So we'll return next Wednesday, November 11th. I hope you'll join me then. Talking Animals broadcast outreach consultant is Libby McKenna. My thanks to her. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. And let's see. We look like we got some callers here. Hi, you're on the air. Can you name that animal tune? Hi, you're on the air. Can you name that animal tune? Okay, I guess not. We'll do it off there. That's all right. So, anyways, again, thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. We're closing out today's show, as always, with an animal tune. This is new music from They Might Be Giants with I Am a Paleontologist on WMNF Tampa.
I love digging in the dirt with just a pick and brush. Finding fossils is my aim, so I'm never in a rush. Cause the treasures that I seek are rare and ancient things, like Velociraptor's jaw or Archaeopteryx's wings. Now all the kills who want to see them are lining up at our museum. I am a paleontologist.
It's like pieces of a puzzle that I love to try and solve. It's so fun to think about how a species has evolved. And all the kids who want to see them can check them out at our museum. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am.
Cephalosaurus?
I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am.
They might be giants. I am a paleontologist, an animal tuner. Wrap up today's edition of Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. Again, it's the PetProjectForPets.org. PetProjectForPets.org. We'll see you next Wednesday right here at 11:30 on Talking Animals. NPR News is next.